Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called The Mystical Tradition of India. This is the second talk in the series entitled Eastern Way. And now, Joseph Campbell.
I thought it would be a good idea, since it's mysticism that we're talking about, to deal in this second lecture with the fundamental mystical tradition of India, which has, in modified form, appeared in Buddhism and been carried into China and Japan, where it has been inflected this way and that in terms of local circumstance and needs. But the basic tradition of Oriental mysticism, and it has connections also with the Neoplatonic mysticism of the Hellenistic age of the West, is this of yoga. Now, the word yoga is from a root yuj that means to yoke something to something else. And what is being yoked in yoga is our consciousness to the source of consciousness. At least this is the theory. That each of us is an instrument, you might say, of consciousness. Just as every bulb here is an instrument of electricity, it is a vehicle through which the electricity operates. So each of us is a vehicle through which consciousness operates. Not only is each of us such an instrument, but every animal is, and even trees are, and even crystals are. There is consciousness there. There is sensitivity there. You can see plants turn toward the sun. That is, in Indian terms, a manifestation of consciousness. Now, how does one put one's mind into identity, into a state of identity with this consciousness per se? I said that last week that the essential quality, the essential aim of the Oriental mystic was to identify himself with the source of being, and so now we're going to try to identify our consciousness with the source of consciousness. There is a classical work of yoga called the Yoga Sutras, S-U-T-R-A-S. That word sutra is related to our word suture, the doctor sews you up, a thread. The thread of yoga, it's the guiding thread to this mysterious art. The first aphorism, the first statement is as follows, and it's worth writing this down because it's a point of view that we don't have in the West. Yoga is the intentional stopping of the spontaneous activity of the mind substance. Yoga is the intentional stopping of the spontaneous activity of the mind substance. Now, the notion is that within what is called the gross matter of the mind, that's the bodies that we see are gross bodies, but within these, their functions, what we now call electricity, this is called subtle matter in the Indian tradition. This is in continuous activity. The goal of yoga is to make it stop being active. The notion is that this substance takes the forms of the things that we see. The reason we see each other is that something in our mind takes the form of what's out there. Well, that's literally true. And move your eyes very fast, and you'll see how quickly that can change. Now, the difficulty is that you can't stop it from changing. Try to fix in your mind for 1 minute a single image or a single thought. You can look at your watch, saying, I'm just going to hold one thought, and you'll realize almost immediately that you are having associated thoughts. Your mind is in movement. They're relevant, perhaps, but they're not one thought. It's not one thing. Now, what's the point in making the mind stand still? Well, the image that is used as analogy is that of a pond with the water rippled by a wind. Now, as I said last time, the word nirvana means beyond wind, where there is no wind. When the water is rippled by the wind, what you see are only broken images. Make the water be still. And then you will see in perfect form that image which was broken up, the clouds, the trees round about, and also down into the interior of the water. Then you see the form that was broken up in all these moving forms. Now the notion is that you yourself are identical with that form of forms, but you identify yourself wrongly with the broken images. Just think, there are those wonderful forms there. There are these reflections always changing. Now you identify yourself with the reflection instead of with the form. And so you think, oh, here I come, oh, there I go, as the wave ripples along and you come and go. But you are the substantial thing that is being reflected here in broken image. So what we're going to try to do in this yoga now is make the pond stand still. Remember 2 weeks ago I gave the story of the little tiger who thought he was a goat and looked into the still water and saw his own face for the first time. If the water had been rippling, he wouldn't have seen his face.